Friday here on American Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions, including the big bombshells on the day. And there were a few grenades that were thrown, some leftovers from the last debate of the Republicans, the 20th and the last. 4.7 million people, according to the Nielsen ratings, rather tuned in to CNN to watch. And the big grenades were thrown at Rick Santorum, the former senator from Pennsylvania, and it came in the direction from the direction of Ron Paul and also Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney has a lot to gain by seeing Santorum getting taken down a notch because he is tied neck and neck, if you believe the polls in Michigan, for one. The two are tied. The two opponents seem to be Romney and Santorum. Ron Paul says don't count him out. And Newt Gingrich has decided that he's going to commandeer a half an hour space in certain markets to talk about a new proposal to solving the energy crisis, or at least getting us on the right road, where gasoline would be $2.50 a gallon and energy would flow like honey through the land. I'm kidding. Where he has an energy alternative, some different things that he's apparently worked out. Not a lot of details. Some of the things that you've heard him say probably on the campaign trail. I mean, the key number that he threw out was the 250 because people are tired of gasoline going up or bouncing around like yo-yo dieting. And if it hits five, if it hits six, well, if it hit five or six, Obama's dead. There's no way that he gets reelected. And certainly the people surrounding the president know that. Right now he's enjoying a little bit of ratings favorability among Democrats. But will the same Democrats rally and go out and vote for him? I think the party is trying to be cautiously optimistic because they feel as though it should be a layup, but they don't want to portray that too much. Do you think it's going to be a layup, or do you think a broker convention, something that helps the Republicans, makes it more interesting? Are we going to see a blowout? Is this a blowout in waiting? Even if you really don't want to see Obama elected, do you think it's deep in your heart? Do you think it's a blowout waiting to happen? Or do you think that people are really going to surprise you? They're going to go out and vote, and they're not going to vote for the guy that's in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue because they're tired of seeing their health care premiums go up, the deficit go up, and struggling and working and stringing a couple of jobs together, even though we keep hearing that things are getting better. If you're not really seeing it, you don't count yourself among those who are doing better, and your perspective is a little bit different, I would say. And that's the question. The question is, what are the areas, points of no return for the current occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? And the point of no return, a lot of it has to do with gas. That's why Newt Gingrich is swinging around and making that his Hail Mary. I think it's his Hail Mary heading into Super Tuesday because that's where the markets are. He's going to try to pick up some delegates there. If he can hit the Hail Mary, then things turn around for him, and he believes that he can do it, and that's exactly what's going to happen. Scary statistic I'm going to throw out the top just because of all the things that I read. As I said, we tend to zig and zag on our Friday show, but this may be one of the scariest statistics I saw. If I had a teenage daughter or son, man, I'd be worried about this. And the reason why is just because people are such distracted drivers anyway now. You know, all of us have seen it every single day. How often have you seen soccer mom pull out in front of you where she's on the phone, there's kids in the SUV, and she's just moments from slamming into your car? It's all about that phone conversation. I got to be on the phone. And I'm carting my kids around. I got to be on the phone. I'm just picking on soccer moms, by the way. A new survey shows that 19% of teens say they've driven under the influence of marijuana. The Baltimore Sun did a big story on it. And the survey that was actually conducted by Liberty Mutual Insurance and Students Against Destructive Decisions, I like that, SADD, found that more teens are driving when they toke on the weed than after drinking alcohol. So boy, that think of the altered state. Although alcohol would be, to me, alcohol would be just as bad. But the altered state and then the fools on the road, because you have to be a defensive driver. So if you have to be a defensive driver, I think you have to have all your faculties and more to be able to maneuver whatever gets thrown on that thrown at you on the two-lane highway. And that's not good. I think that's a horrible statistic, 19%. Of course, what time of day are we talking about? We're talking about breaking the curfew that your mother set up for you and driving then, or there are less cars on the road. I don't know. Equally as dangerous, though. Certainly equally as dangerous. Speaking of dangerous, to me, this will just make you tear up when you hear it. You got a 9-year-old. You have a 9-year-old who is now charged in shooting a classmate. They've got preliminary charges that are filed against a Washington boy who is accused of accidentally shooting his third-grade classmate. I think just, and I don't know, where do you go with this story? Is it fair? It's an accidental shooting. He's 9 years old. So, you know, what happens here to this kid, and this is at an elementary school, figure the age and figure out the grade, and what they're saying is that he was accidental and is a third grade classmate, but at the hearing that's going to be held in a couple of weeks, they're going to determine if the charges will even move forward. Under state law, kids between, and this is Washington, kids between 8 and 12 years old can face charges if a court determines that the kid has the capacity to understand and act as wrong. So that's what they're going to be looking at. He had been, he's been with unlawful possession of a gun charge. He's had that. That's what he's going to get. Bringing a dangerous weapon to school and third degree assault charges. His bail was set at $50,000 during a preliminary hearing on Thursday. And, his father was just so distraught and said, I just want you to know that my kid made a mistake. It was a terrible mistake. If the bail's met, he would be released to his uncle, placed under house arrest because he's the legal guardian. And he had a .45 caliber handgun that he brought to school, and it discharged from inside his backpack. That's what's happened there. Wow. Just before class is let out, can you imagine, though, the family of the boy who was injured, Amina Bowman, and the rest of the kids that were there and saw that, just awful. And it's a question of whether he knew right from wrong, and that's a tough one, I think. Ooh, that's a tough one to try to figure out what he knew, you know, what he knew. Did he know that was wrong did he know it was wrong to bring the gun to school? I bet you anything he's, yes, of course yes is the answer. But this could be kind of precedent setting. Definitely, definitely. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as a common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
So I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. And the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey,
coming up later this hour on America Tonight, our cheap movie review. For what it's worth, there's actually a couple of good movies coming out. One of them I'm going to tell you about, Act of Valor. That looks pretty cool to me. I like that whole idea. And it's that Semperfi, you know what I mean? I'm just saying. I like it. I probably will go and see that. I would go and see Act of Valor. And there's a couple of others, too, and we'll let you get our cheap movie review on coming up later. In fact, at the last segment, that's where we're going to send you out with our glimpse into a couple of the movies that are happening this weekend. All right, happening right now on this show, the tug of war over oil subsidies and where are we headed with oil in this country and where are we getting the majority of our oil and what about the alternatives? This is a discussion that's been going on probably since I was born and probably since most of you were born as well. I mean, seriously. So the head of the Petroleum Institute, Jack Girard, says that it's really the president's fault because it's too much government, too much regulation, and what he's saying doesn't really match up with what he actually executes. Take a listen.
The increase is due to oil and gas development on private and state lands over which the administration has little or no control at all. The administration suggests that its policies are, in fact, already increasing oil production. This could be further from the truth.
So what do you think? Stay away from our land? It's about state land, private land. Do what you want otherwise, but we want our government away from it. I think a lot of people listening to ATN feel like, yeah, get your hands off of our land. Let us decide if we're from that area. Now, for Obama's part, he is part pro-oil and part not pro-oil. It depends on what day of the week you get him. I'm being serious. Like the Keystone Pipeline, it was a go until it wasn't a go. And it was drilling for oil offshore until the Gulf crisis, the Gulf Coast oil spill. And now the president's talking about, let's not help the oil companies. Take a listen.
They're making near record profits. These are the same oil companies that have been making record profits off the money you spend at the pump for several years now. How do they deserve another $4 billion from taxpayers and subsidies? It's outrageous.
To hear that, you're preaching. Keep preaching, Mr. President. Well, they've been there for a long time. It's surprising that Obama would take the swing in a way, because some of his money comes in the form of people who do not want to see the subsidies slip away. I mean, oil, pretty much you can be guaranteed with the lobbyists. They're in, it's Democrat and Republican, equal opportunists, you know, without a doubt. Are the subsidies going to go away overnight? No, but they're going to have more discussions about the subsidies. And I think they could, I do agree that they could chop them down. I don't know that they be without them altogether. Could, yes. Should is a different story, but they could whittle away some of that top heavy fat, especially if you're trying to do whatever you can to help the nation turn around. So if they wanted to do their part, they could take the subsidies off the table, but I don't think that's going to happen. You know, it's interesting when we have these possibilities, we don't act fast enough. That's what I think. You know, we're like the tortoise here in America. Oh, that sounds like a good idea, but I got to check it out with that person and another person, and then I'm going to have to go and do some research on it and take some more time there, and then poof, before you know it, the project is gone, like the Keystone Oil Pipeline. I don't know that people realize how much this is dangling by a thread, with the Prime Minister of Canada all set to make a deal with the Chinese, very, very close to that. So would we get to a point where we have true independence? You know, could we completely cut off any dependence on the Middle East and increase our energy from, you know, the ally just north of us, Canada, and the kind of the numbers that we're talking about? What would that mean to us? And in the long term, there'd be huge gains in the long term. But what does it mean in the short term? That's what consumers want to know. Are you going to reduce energy dependence? Are you going to, you know, help us with the pain at the pump? And to me, the Keystone Pipeline does do that. The opposition is growing, though, day by day by day. Dan in Texas, ooh, the oil state. Hey, Texas.
Hello.
Hello, Dan.
Hello. I had to turn my phone up a little bit. I had it on mute. You got me?
I got you loud and clear.
Okay. All right. Now, look, you and I have discussed this before. Everything that Obama has done since he got into office has been done to hurt America or to break America. And this oil thing is nothing different. He's got the environmentalists, the EPA, working against us here in Texas at the fine that we found there in the sediment reason there between, you know where I'm talking about, that little stretch of Texas there.
Yes.
Then in the Balkan field that's up there with the cracking, and the one in Pennsylvania. My God, we've got oil like you won't believe. The unemployment up in North Dakota is only about 5% at the max. I think it's like 3.5%.
Yeah.
And they can't get truck drivers up there. They if you got a clean driving record and don't use drugs, hey, you got a job paying $100,000 a year. This guy is trying to break us, and he wants to ruin America. I'm telling you, this guy is an enemy of the United States, and he's going to do everything he can with his green energy programs that blow $500 million at a time. Cylinder's gone down the tubes.
Oh, yeah.
The battery company that makes the battery for the Fisker Auto Company just went down the tubes. Mm. That was today. They laid off hundreds of people.
Yeah, I saw that.
Every single time you turn around, another one of these government-backed $300 million here, $400 million there, $500 million there goes down the tubes. And it's all designed not to work. We just spent $8 million ordering tubes from Germany that Germany made for the big plant at Solyndra, and they are taking them out and throwing them in the trash.
I know. Solyndra was
okay,
such a bust.
This isn't done accidentally. This man is our enemy, and he's got his sycophants out there working overtime trying to put this country down. And every man and woman in this country is under his thumb with these actions that he's taken. He gets up there, makes these little plunk speeches, and then flops off, and he's going to sing songs and blah, 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 and play the role. But this guy's as phony as a $3 bill. He doesn't want to help America. He wants to ruin us.
Dan has spoken. Dan, you're on fire tonight. Thanks, Dan, for the call. So Dan says, listen, and he said this, he's right. We've talked for a long time. He says that he is hell-bent on destroying what we have, some of the freedoms that we have, and he listed a couple of them right there, especially when we're talking about oil. And, you know, here's my take. I just say ineffective. It's ineffective that what has happened in the last couple of years, in the last, you know, how long has it been? Three. There's too much flip-flopping. There's too much reliance on what is the flavor of the day, and that annoys me to no end. I'd rather completely, well, I won't say completely, but I'd rather disagree with somebody and have problems with policies, but say, well, you know, this is it. That's who they are, and they're standing up for what they think is right. I'm going with it, but not flip flopping. Oh, in school, those were the guys that I ran from. Oh, someone who could not make up their mind. Well, wait a second. I said this was absolutely what we had to have when it comes to health care, and now I'm changing my mind as I push this law through and wait to see how many people get upset with me. Oh, my. Oh. All right, coming up on the show, a conversation about getting retirement ready. So as the country is being destroyed, as Dan describes it, maybe you want to think about your retirement and what kind of money you need and how you'd like to retire. Mike Bonacorsi in the wings.
So you're a maker of something. Wood crafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
All right, you've heard him on the show before many, many times. Mike Bonaccorsi, getting you retirement ready. And Mike's starting to get a lot of fans out there from the America Tonight crowd asking lots of different questions, some of them really good. In fact, we're going to throw some of your questions at Mike coming up in this segment. But, Mike, one of the questions that I got, and it seems to be a running theme, phrased differently depending on who it is, but Sal listening to us off of WVMT in Burlington, Vermont, said, Kate, what do I do? I'm, 41 years old, and I basically have $2,000 saved. Is it too late for me? How can I be aggressive with retirement funds?
Well, I mean, to get to the point, Kate, where you really have to take a realistic view as to what you're expecting retirement to be. At 41 years old with $2,000, Sal may have to work a bit longer than he plans on. His idea of retirement may not be retiring at 62 and playing golf every day. It might be a retirement that he carries on with a part-time job of some sort to supplement what he may be able to save up between now and then, Social Security or any other benefits that he has. But what he should be doing is, really just trying to put some money away. Take part in it. If your employer has a 401k plan, take part in it. If your employer makes a contribution to that plan and you aren't contributing, you're leaving money on the table. You're walking away from it. If he doesn't have a plan, if he's self-employed, there are plans that he can take advantage of that will give him some tax savings now and the ability to defer some money, some taxes and until a later date. If there's none of that is available, there's, the plain old, IRA and, either traditional or Roth. And the idea of even if you save after tax money, it doesn't matter, but, stop putting something away because regardless of how long you work, there's probably going to come a point in your life where you're going to say, hey, enough is enough. And whether it's 60, 65, 70, 75, whatever that age is, whatever that number is, you're going to want to have something saved to put aside. I think the idea is to get as much money put away as he can afford at this time.
Yeah, I like how you said that, as you can afford. The one thing I caught in all of our conversations, you say this, and it's a great line, how you want to retire, because it just depends on what would make you happy. I think often people have pie-in-the-sky fantasies, and they can't meet, there's no way they could meet the monthly nut that they would have to pay. In fact, I've run into a couple of business people lately who are in their early 60s and did okay, did fine, had retirement, but then, of course, with the market ups and downs, they lost some money. And both of the men that I'm talking about went back to work because they thought, you know what, I want to retire a certain way, so I'm going to go back to work because I know I can still do that with the consulting and whatnot so that I can make up that money that I lost in the market. Are you seeing more people do that?
Absolutely. And you know, I think more and more people are working later for a number of reasons. In some cases, it is financial. In some cases, it's they like the idea of staying productive. But absolutely, people are staying longer in the workforce. They're adding some years there. They've taken a realistic view of it. You know, remember, when my grandfather retired from the mills in Lawrence, he had about 10 years of retirement that he had to look forward to based on his life expectancy. And I think he made it for about 8 of those years.
Mm.
Now when somebody retires, they could be looking at 20, 30, even plus years, even more than that in retirement, certainly at least one person out of a couple. So it's a much, much longer window that we have here. Work isn't as taxing on our bodies as it used to be. So the ability for a lot of us to maintain a job, we have that ability. We aren't as beat up. We aren't as worn down. Maybe mentally, and maybe it seems so some days. But certainly there's the opportunities to work longer, you know, can be out there for us. And I think that for a lot of people out there, the idea of working past traditional retirement is going to be the norm versus a rarity.
Yeah, Joe sent us a note listening to us on 1630 a.m. in Dallas, and he said, "Hi, Kate. Really enjoying your conversations that you have monthly with Mike Bonacorsi. My question to Mike would be: let's say that you're trying to look forward to retirement. How do you figure out all the numbers you're going to need? How do you try to estimate with inflation and who knows where the economy will be and what the dollar's worth and all that? How can you estimate what you might need?" I thought that was a good question.
It's a very good question. It's one of the toughest things that people have to look forward to as they plan for the retirement, because we don't know what the future's going to be. We don't know what inflation will be. We don't know what the rules are going to be, how much taxes, where our tax rates are going to be down the road. So it's very, very difficult. And that's one of the reasons that I find it really important that you go through and you retweak your numbers every 2 or 3 years to make sure that you're staying on track as far as your spending. You double-check your budget against previous year budgets. You make sure that you're accounting for the increase in income along the way. I think the most important thing is, you know, where you got to start is to start off with the basics. I tell this to people all the time. And we get so caught up in the idea of thinking about what our account's value is, what our 401k balance is, what's the way it should be invested, that as we get into retirement, we really don't think about the more basic stuff. It's exactly what is the cash flow I'm going to need for retirement? How much is it going to cost me to get through my necessary expenses? Those expenses that, you know, if I don't pay them, I'm either going to A, be homeless or in jail or something like that. You know, your shelter, your food, transportation costs, insurance costs. You've got to really determine what this number is going to be. How many of these are fixed and how many of these could be subject to inflation? Certainly, if you have a mortgage out there, a 30-year mortgage, you know that that's going to be the same amount of money until it's paid off. But things like insurance costs, food costs, oil, transportation, these are all fluctuating numbers, and you really have to keep an eye on them. You know, each year you should be reviewing those numbers to make sure they're in line with what you're expecting. As far as general inflation goes, you know, right now it's been low, but at some point it's probably going to rear its ugly head. And when that time comes, you know, it's going to affect a lot of people, especially those, you know, people who are on fixed income. So they're gonna see a hit there. So you're gonna have to be prepared for it and keep an eye on it and adjust the tweaks. And it may be that you sacrifice some discretionary spending for some of that more necessary spending.
Yeah, that excellent information there. We're speaking with Mike Bonacorsi, talking about getting retirement ready. Got a great question here. You're going to love this. This is from Skip, who says, Kate Delaney, you have scared me to death about retirement, and I'm only 25 years old. What do I need to do? I'm dating, and I'm spending a lot of money. I don't have extra, he says, coin to put away. Well, I think he can take a little breath, though. Maybe I scared. I think he can breathe a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, 25 years old, absolutely. You know, and if he said he's dating.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. At what point? What is it? You see, at one point you have a relationship for love, and another point you have it for money. I can't remember which comes first and which comes second. I think the first one is for love, and the second one is for money. Isn't that the saying?
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I mean, at 25 years old, I mean, here's a perfect opportunity. Think of how much time he has, 40 years. Even if he participates in his employer's retirement plan, puts away enough to probably get the match that his employer gets, this is a really great opportunity for him to get started. And, you know, there's a calculation out there that I've run a number of times for people, and I don't think they've realized it, is that say you're 25 years old, and you put money away for 10, 15 years, something happens and you have to stop.
Right.
And you take a look at the accumulation value that is at 65 on an assumed rate of growth, 6%, 10%, whatever it is you choose to assume. And then you look at putting money away, say, from 40 years old to 65 years old. You'll have far less money putting it away later than you will if you put it away earlier and let it sit and grow for those extra years, even if you have to start making that contribution.
Yeah, so take a hard look at that. And it's what you keep saying over and over again. You know what? It's like with our health. It's like anything in our life, Mike. Don't you believe you have to really be an active participant? You can't just completely let somebody do it for you, because you are the only one who knows what you are hoping to accomplish when you retire.
Absolutely. You know, the onus of retirement is on the individual, okay? It's not in the hands of your employer. It's not in the hands of the government. The onus of retirement is on the individual. Now, there are some programs out there. There are certainly some tools out there that are available to us that we can take advantage of. Or we can sit back and bemoan the fact that we're going to, you know, that it's not going to work out the way we want. But it really is something that we have to do on our own. Like you said, just like our health, we can either choose to live a healthy lifestyle or we could beat ourselves up.
Yeah, and actually pay the price in the end. So the two have a lot in common. Mike, it's always fun to have you on the show. Mike Bonacorsi, certified financial planner, getting you retirement ready. We're going to give away one of Mike's books, so stay tuned here on America Tonight. Thanks, Mike.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-9292. 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
For some, this is one of their favorite segments on America Tonight. Got a couple of extra bucks. You want to go and see a flick? We're going to give you a cheap movie review, a peek inside what's coming up. Act of Valor, Gone, Tyler Perry's Good Deeds. Before that, Jennifer Aniston, who's become a darling of the chick flick and has a lot of movies to her credit, got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame the other day. Here's what she had to say.
I am a California girl through and through, and this has always just sort of been in the back of my mind. It probably wasn't even a dream. It was one of my wildest dreams. I don't think I ever even thought that this would be here this day.
How about that? She does seem rather humble. So we move from Aniston and her star to a movie that I actually am very interested in. It's called Act of Valor. So sit back, put up your feet, and listen to this snippet of Valor.
You don't expect your family to understand what you're doing. You just hope they'll accept it.
I'm so excited for you, man. You're going to be a good dad.
And when you get home, you hope you can pick up right where you left off.
3, 2, 1.
All clear! Target secure!
This is a personnel recovery. Proceed to target, recover the package, and move to extract.
Downrange, it's us and those like us. Damn field.
I have positive control of the Raven. We have enemy QRF approaching from the north.
This thing is way bigger than we thought it was. We're going to hit us at home.
Hey, boys,
your shoreline. It's what guides you home. And trust me, you're always trying to get home.
This is when a mission to recover a kidnapped CIA op unexpectedly results in the discovery of an awful, awful global threat. Imagine what that is. So here's what's cool. It's the Navy SEALs, baby, that they're coming to the rescue. Sounds like a good one. I don't know. I liked a lot of the production that I saw in it. And it's kind of a no, not big names. You'd recognize some of their faces. And I sort of like that idea, too. And with everything that we talk about on the show, I don't know, maybe it's kind of corny. I like these kind of movies, and I would go and see it. And it's not a ridiculously long movie, so maybe the storyline will hold up, because that's always the key in those kind of things. Let's move from Act of Valor to Gone.
Hey, sis. We need to know about dinner Sunday night.
Right.
Please, it's one stupid dinner.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll go to dinner with you guys.
Yay!
Wake me up when you get home, okay?
All right, sweet dreams.
Molly? Rise and shine!
Oh, my God.
Miss Conway. What makes you think your sister's been abducted?
This guy came back for me. He broke into my house, took my sister because I wasn't there.
Why would he come back for you?
I'm the only one that got away because I know his secret.
Last year, a hiker spots Jill covered in mud, screaming about how some guy snatched her out of bed and threw her down a hole out in the woods someplace. She wasn't the only one, that there were human remains down there. Of course, we throw everything at it. Guess what? Nothing.
It doesn't exist.
He's gonna kill Molly tonight.
Jill, it's all in your head. Go home and get some sleep.
I'll sleep when he's dead. I need some information. A crime was committed.
What kind of crime?
I just wanted to know if you saw anything unusual.
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
Stay back!
You've got a crazy woman out there waving a gun. If she drops someone, it's on us.
Attempt to look at Julian Tyler Conway. 5'4", blue and blonde, should be considered armed and dangerous.
We lost her.
It's gonna get dark soon, and Molly is gonna be dead, buried at the bottom of some hole, along with all these other girls that nobody is looking for.
So what if Jill isn't crazy? What if this guy really does have Molly?
Put your hands!
Who's this?
Who I am. I know who you are.
All right, Gone, 1 hour, 35 minutes, PG-13. She comes home. Her sister is gone. You heard pretty much the storyline there. We finish with an uplifting flick, Tyler Perry's Good Deeds.
My name is Wesley Deeds III. I grew up fifth-generation Ivy League graduate, groomed by my father to be a businessman, to take over his company, groomed by my mother to be a gentleman. I was told where to stand and how to dress.
What would you like for breakfast? Egg whites and
oatmeal. Egg whites and oatmeal, and what I would be doing for the rest of my life. My life is perfect.
No, you're in my parking spot.
Now, just be 1 second.
This woman left her child in the car.
I don't talk to strangers.
I can literally set my watch by Wesley. He always does the same thing, and he's always gonna do the same thing.
no. I want to talk to you for just a second.
What kind of mother would leave her kid in the closet?
We're just going through a rough time right now.
Surely someone in your family who can be a caregiver to this
child. No, we don't have family. We live in the real world.
And I don't?
No, you do not. Tell me how much the gallon of milk costs. You don't even know.
It's one of their corporate apartments. You can just live here as long as you need to.
This business wasn't even your dream.
You spend all this time making other people happy. You need to go and find what makes you really happy, because you have a good heart.
Stand up!
It's fun to live in for the first time in my life.
I'm so proud of you.
When it all comes down to it, life isn't about how much we get. It's about how much we share. Good deeds.
All right, you gotta love that Tyler Perry. As I said, you can hear too. Not only is he in this movie, but Thandie Newton is, and a few other names that you would certainly recognize. PG-13, so a couple of good things to choose from without a doubt. If you watch the Oscars, have fun doing that. Next week we'll be back at it with the politicians, I'm sure, pulling the meat off the bone.